Hello. Hi. Sorry, I didn't. Who am I speaking with? Oh, hey, Emily, it's Steph Diamond, the Goose's mum. Well, concerning, I found a lump on Pepper's neck. I don't know if it's an abscess or a tumor. Hoping it's an abscess. She won't keep still enough for me to look at it. I noticed it. Maybe I noticed something a month ago and I checked her neck and I couldn't find anything. It just looked like a little tiny piece of like pink skin. And I was like, oh, I'll take her for a next health check. And it's like increased in size, so it's not looking promising. But I want to get her in possibly this week or next week. And we also have Paprika now too. And I needed a health check on her because they're so desperate to be mums. I'm so sick of them wanting to be mums with their laying. So unfortunately, they're still in the middle. Pepper's still, no, this is Pepper's second round of laying. Picnic's finished, but I want to get her checked anyway. But unfortunately, they're still being mean to Paprika, but I'm sure they'll accept her at some stage. She follows from behind. Hey, bye. Lovey, bye. What time Wednesday? Yeah, that's fine. I start work at what time do I start? I have to leave my house at 12:45, so I should be way done by then. Hey. Yeah. Both Paprika and we just call her Pappy for short, so it's not hard. Pappy and Pepper. Picnic's fine at this stage. I will take Booker in later for a health check. I always do after the egg laying season, but at the moment she's okay. Paprika. Look, I didn't do the pee like he did another pee, my partner, and I was like, oh my God, don't we have enough peas anyway? We're just gonna have a whole flock full of condiments. Oh, it's hilarious. She's a pilgrim. We're pretty sure she's a pilgrim. So I got them from a like proper breeder down past Bow Desert. Because when we got sold last time, she was really aggressive, so I wanted to change breeders. She is 4.5, 5 weeks. She currently looks like, you know, the little velociraptors with the huge feet and the tiny wings. She's grey. And she's just getting her white feathers down the bottom. So I'm pretty confident she's female. And she's very friendly, like very social, like completely just beautiful nature. I know. So she's, yeah, and she's great with the kids. Like she's got a beautiful nature. So I'm hoping that like the other girls, once their hormones settle down. Yeah, I think she will because I'm not allowed to really. My partner says no, but she comes upstairs every night to socialize, you know. She likes to walk around the house and be bossy. Okay, no worries. And we'll get like tests on Pepper's neck, hey, and make sure, fingers crossed, it's nothing terrible. All right, thank you so much for that, Emily. Did you say 9 o'clock? 9:30. Okay, amazing. Thank you. See you then. Bye.